All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
There's a version of you that never sleeps in, never skips training, never wastes time. There's a version of you who never fails. It is waiting for you. Genuinely ask yourself a question, you at home. If you had done those things for the last 2 years, you never skipped a training. You never wasted time. You never scrolled TikTok. You never sat aimlessly on the internet, typing in garbage, never played video games. You never wasted time. You never skipped training. You were training every single day. You never slept in. You were never lazy. There's this version of you. Imagine the person you would be. Genuinely imagine what you would look like. Imagine where you would live. Imagine the car you would drive. Imagine how much your woman would respect you. Imagine the love you would see in her eyes when she looks at you with adoration like a king. Imagine your existence. That person is waiting for you. And the only thing that's stopping you from being that person is your monumental laziness. You can have it. The universe is very giving. It will give you anything you work for. I've never seen somebody try for something with all of their might and not get it. The only people who do not have the things they want are the people who do not try for them. I've never seen a person wake up and say, my only dedication in life is to solve a Rubik's Cube and fail. You are not stupid. You are not incompetent. You are lazy and arrogant. It's extremely important you understand that that person is waiting for you and you are declining that version of yourself. In the multiverse, in the many different versions of the universe that exist, there is a version of you that does those exact things. And he is a greater person than you can even fathom. You can transform yourself into that guy. You can be a top G. That's exactly what I did. I knew who I was going to have to end up being before I became that person. My brother and I are not from rich families. We are not from advantaged beginnings. But I knew I had to be a big, strong, fighting billionaire. That's what I knew I had to be. Discipline is the key to success. If you cannot force yourself to do something you don't want to do, how are you ever going to put yourself through the suffering required for greatness? If you cannot force yourself to train when you do not want to train, if you cannot force yourself to work when you don't want to work, or force yourself to eat right, how can you possibly ever become a monumentally successful person if you cannot control yourself long enough to do what must be done as opposed to what you feel like doing? A man must do what he is supposed to do irregardless of how he feels. That is the key component to masculinity, is discipline. If you do not have the discipline to dedicate yourself to anything, you are going to fail and be crushed by the people who can. If you only go to the gym when you feel like going to the gym, you're never going to be as strong as the people who go to the gym when they don't feel like going to the gym. That is a reality of life. So, I train every single day. I've actually heard from some people saying, you overtrain. And I explained to them, one, I don't believe in rest. I'm not you. I'm not pussy and I'm not broke like you are, Mr. Fitness Trainer, standing around the gym teaching people $50 an hour. I don't need to listen to you. Secondly, I don't train because I want to get bigger. I train every day because it is difficult to train every day. It hurts. I don't want to. I wake up and I'm busy. I have other things to do. I don't feel like doing it. So I force myself to do it 7 days a week, 365 days a year so that I know I'm the kind of person who can do what he doesn't want to do when it needs to be done. I am that man. And it's more of a mental exercise than a physical exercise at this point. How can you ever outcompete me if I can force myself to do the things I don't want to do and you cannot? Discipline is absolutely essential for success, and you need to get very comfortable and very used to the idea of understanding that on your path to greatness, there are going to be long periods of time where you hate what you are doing, where you are dissatisfied with the actions you must undertake, where you are tired, where you are stressed. That is why it is difficult. That is why most people won't make it. If the path was easy, everybody would walk it and it would lead nowhere. 100 people start the path, 99 fall off because it is difficult, and the one person who makes it to the end gets the gold. If all 100 made it to the end and the gold was divided by 100, it wouldn't even be worth anything. The difficulty gives it value. The fact that it is difficult to do is the key component into the fact you want it in the first place. If it wasn't difficult, everyone would have it and you wouldn't want it because no one would respect it. It's supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be hard. You're supposed to think this is terrible. You're supposed to suffer and smile through the pain regardless. Discipline is the key to success in all realms as a man. And if you lack it, you stand no chance. You can give most people a roadmap to success. You can give them a Ferrari with a full tank of gas. And a lot of people still wouldn't make the destination because they would say the drive is too far away. Quitters, they don't have the discipline. You can tell them exactly how to do it. You can give them the mechanism to get there, but they don't have the discipline to complete the drive and end up at the destination. That is the majority of Earth. This is your competition. People who, even if they are told what to do and people tell them exactly how to do it and help them do it, still quit. Still fail because they lack discipline. Even me, with my monumental powers, I can't make a quitter successful. It doesn't matter how good I am. It doesn't matter how easily I make it for them to succeed. It doesn't matter how compendious and concise and powerful the real world is. It doesn't matter how much I text them and motivate them, how many emergency meetings I do to try and talk to them and hype them up, how much motivation I give them. It doesn't matter what I do. If they are a quitter, guess what they're going to do? They're going to quit. No matter how simple the map is to read, no matter how fast a Ferrari is, somewhere along the drive, the sun's going to get in their eyes. And they're going to sit there and go, this is...
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
I don't like that. This is hard, and they're going to quit. Quitters are the number one type of people that nobody can help. If you're a quitter, I can't help you. Life can't help you. God himself cannot help a quitter. So if you lack discipline, you lack the very basic building block to any type of success which exists on the planet. By every single metric which can be measured with science, you are going to stay a loser and a failure. So you need to pick the low-hanging fruit first. And the starting block to all of these things is your body. I believe if you lift, stretch, move, improve your body, try and train MMA, learn how to fight, get stronger, get bigger muscles, it's a fast track to self-discipline, which will carry over into all other endeavors. And I would argue that is nearly impossible. In fact, how many people can say the gym saved their life? How many people do you know were depressed, started training, got in fantastic shape, and weren't depressed anymore? It is very easy. The low-hanging fruit is your body and upgrading your body. That is the easiest struggle, which is never going to backfire on you and never going to be a negative towards any other facet of your life. And when I look at men who are physical specimens, I think everyone naturally does this, but I'm going to openly say it. I respect them differently than I look at men who aren't. I have a different level of respect for them because they show me they have discipline. They show me they have motivation. They show me they're capable of doing difficult and hard things. Those are the kind of people I trust. They're not afraid of struggle. They're problem solvers. People who train are problem solvers, and you need to become one, and you need to become very, very adept at solving problems pretty quickly. I actually find it amazing that there's people out there who aren't in perfect physical condition. Guys, let me tell you all a newsflash. If you eat right and you train hard, you look good.
Yeah.
It's like a biological certainty. It's almost impossible to be fat and look bad if you eat right and train hard. Your body will react and give you exactly what you want. So why don't you all look like superheroes? Do you not understand how intimidating that is? Just when they look at a group of people and they all look like superheroes and they can tell they're all disciplined, all hardworking, all dedicated, all physically strong. The struggle is what's beautiful about it. That's the most important thing. That's what you have to understand. The key is to keep training. If you train hard every single day, you don't have to worry about a little bit of vitamin C.
It's true.
If you don't train and you don't smoke, you're still going to be a pussy.
Yes.
The answer is always hard work. As soon as you are granted life, you are guaranteed death. What you do in between is up to you. You are all conscious. That could end tomorrow. That could end in 100 years. But the time between the beginning of your consciousness and the end of it is completely up to you. Training is never the wrong decision. If you are free, you should train. If you are rich, you should train. If you are poor, you should train. If you smoke, you should train. If you don't smoke, you should train. If you drink, you should train. If you don't drink, you should train. You cannot escape that hard work. It's always the correct decision. There is no time in any scenario when working hard is going to be the wrong answer. You should always try your very best in all things.
I always knew the answer to everything is raw action. The answer to everything has always been raw action. My dad had a tweet about this. He said that raw action solves all. So when I was broke, I was never like, I'm poor. What do I do? It was, I'm poor. What must I have to do something? If I was broke, I'd go for a run. That's why I was such a great fighter. If I was broke, I'd sit there and go, I'm actually poor. How do I make money? Dunno. Where can I get some cash? Dunno. What work can I do? Dunno. Oh, I'll just go for a run then. And I just go for 3 mile run. You just have to say, well, I have to do something. I can't just sit still and die. A lot of people are happy to just sit still and die or go to sleep and take a nap. Well, if that's what you want to do, then you can stay a loser. That's fine. I'm glad there are losers, because if everyone had Lamborghinis, my Lamborghini wouldn't be fun to show off. I need you to look at it and feel the deep pain in your heart of regret and failure. That's the whole point of it. I need to drive my Bugatti and everyone be looking at it going, I'll never have one of those. And I can get all their energy and feel it all, and it makes me happy. Fantastic. So you can sit at home and do nothing. But when I was poor, I had to go for a run. I couldn't sit still or lift weights or do something. I couldn't even sleep. So raw action solves everything. I understood that at a young age. But as you get older, you get to look back and you get to put your whole story together, the whole tapestry together. I knew I wouldn't stay poor. Did I ever think I'd get this rich? Well, I never said I wouldn't, but did I ever think it would probably happen at this level? No, but it's amazing how the compounding interest of just endless raw action adds up. I've never had a lazy day. I've never skipped work, never missed an email, never had a day off, ever, ever. Your name, if you were to go through the last 3 years of my life, you will see that there's never been a day where I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And it all just adds up, and then monumental success comes and you get to laugh at everybody else, ha ha ha, and life's great. I find it amazing that, like, I speak to people my age and I say, in my 20s, I spent maybe, I don't know, let's say 3 hours a day. What's a decade of 3 hours a day? Let's just say 10,000 hours. I spent 10,000 hours in the gym training. You're the same age as me. What did you do with those 10,000 hours? And they can't even tell me what they did. What did you do? Watch TV, go out, go pub, sit around, sleep, nap, chase women. What did you actually do? We had the same amount of waking hours and the same amount of minutes. I know where 10,000 hours of my minutes went, and that's why I'm the champ. That's why I have 4 title belts above my bed. That's how I spent my 10,000 hours. Tell me what you did with your 10,000 hours, which is equal to, comparable to, or superior than how I spent my time. And they can't even name what they did with any of their time. They're like, don't know. So if you're 16, you need to be using every single waking minute towards things you're going to remember. You're going to remember training. You're going to remember working hard. You're going to remember trying to make money. You're spending your life and wasting your time doing things you're not even going to be able to recollect in a few years. You're going to wonder why you fall behind the people who don't waste time. Time is the ultimate currency. Time is money. Time is also strength and power and networks, connection. Time is everything. You can convert it. It's like malleable. Time is like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You can turn it into anything. You can turn it into muscles if you go to the gym. Turn it into fighting prowess if you go to the gym. But people have all this time and they just mush around with it. And then they're like, don't know why. I'm failing. I wish I was successful.
You shouldn't wake up and say, how happy am I today? How does that affect how I act? That's not how I operate. I wake up and say, what must be done? What will allow me to be proud of myself? What will allow me to achieve? And those things will be done regardless of how I feel. And that's how the most successful people on earth all operate. The most successful people on earth don't only do things because they feel happy about doing them. You are truly disciplined when you have so much belief in the importance of your actions that the rest of the world feels like an unnecessary distraction. Why would I want to have fun when I can work instead? I can be proud of myself for doing what was hard as opposed to entertained by doing what was fun. Proud is larger than fun. People like this are impossible to beat. Pain is an extremely important part of the equation. Pain is the elixir of success. When people say this bad thing happened to me and I'm suffering, I say good. It is pain which is required. It's one of the elements in the chemical reaction. If a chemical reaction requires 5 particular distinct compounds and you have 4 and you're missing one, it simply doesn't work. Pain for a man is one of the most important elements in becoming successful. Batman is Batman because they killed his parents. If they did not kill his parents, he would not be Batman. You're supposed to suffer. You're supposed to take that pain. The worst thing that can happen to you as a man is you live a life with no pain in it. To be born into a rich family and have a nice, easy life and be given money and you not have to go to the gym and not have to train because you have bodyguards and sit around like a fuck up. You're going to be miserable and unhappy and a drug addict buying prostitutes. You're only going to have women who adore you. You're only going to feel confident in yourself and feel happy when you've been through hell and come out the other side. The pain is required. And you'll often notice that people who are better than you are people who have suffered more than you have suffered. So the person who is waiting for you, he requires your motivation. It also requires huge amounts of pain. So when bad things happen to you, do not sit at home and lament. Do not feel sorry for yourself. Instead, look in the mirror and say, thank you, God, for giving me one of the ingredients that is needed for the chemical concoction that is going to turn me into a superhero. Because pain is an extremely important one. In fact, it's one of the most important ones for a man. Everything is war. All of it. Sitting in the commute without losing your patience is war. Keeping your wife happy and your children inspired is war. Training to become stronger than before is war. It is all war. And it cannot be avoided. And I'll tell you why it's war. Because war is two opposing sides trying to achieve the same goal. Two opposing sides want the same land or the same influence over X land. And the car you want, the Ferrari, you're not the only person who wants it. The reason it's so expensive is because other people want it. The girl you want, the beautiful woman, everyone wants her. It is war. It is competition. Everything about life as a man is war. It is conflict because you are competing against the other men who want it the same, which is why discipline is such an important thing, which is why you must take the pain and add it to the concoction to become as formidable as possible. Life is war. This idea that you can go through life as a man and avoid war is probably the biggest mistake that most men make, because it is impossible for you to achieve anything significant without war. Running a business is war. Running a hotel, running a restaurant, running an online company, it's war. Training is war. Life as a man is war. You need to wake up and view it exactly as what it is. Everything I want, other people want. Everything I desire, other men are trying to get. This is a war and I must outcompete them. That is the best possible mental model you can have. Life in and of itself as a man is a never-ending struggle and a never-ending battle. It is the constant of the human condition. Evolution requires pain. While others complain that they do not feel happy enough, I'm happy I'm struggling. I don't want to be happy. I want to be great. This is the beauty of life as a man. Do you understand? I don't care. I'm happy to be struggling. I wanted to fight. You wanted to win. I wanted to fight. That's the difference. You're concerned with winning. I wanted to just fight. And we're fighting. That is the beauty of life as a man, to be great. If you concern yourself only with being happy, you are once again acting like a female or a child. Happiness is fleeting. It doesn't even matter. If you're concerned only with the hedonism of happiness, you're going to drink alcohol and go to parties and go to festivals and take drugs. I want to be happy. Who cares? I want to be great. I want to be great all of the time. And let me ask you a question as a man at home, genuinely, truthfully. Would you rather be a loser who's always smiling, a happy loser, or would you rather be a stressed winner? Because the beauty of life as a man is to be great. So you have to sit here and ask yourself, do you want to be a happy loser that's insignificant? Nobody knows you exist. Women don't respect you. Men don't respect you. Nobody cares if you live or die, but you get to smile all the time. Or do you want to be one of the most important people on the planet with a little bit of stress? I am brilliant because I've decided to be brilliant. And if I have to sacrifice happiness to be brilliant, then that's fine. You know what the great thing about it is? You know it's amazing what God gives, how the whole world becomes full circle? If you stop caring about being happy and you start caring instead about being great, guess what you end up being?
Great.
Along with great.
And you know what? Yeah,
happy. You end up happy if you forget about happiness and try to become great. You will never be successful if you're concerned about being happy, so forget about it. So how do you find happiness? Happiness is in struggle. The struggle and the size of the struggle you're facing, along with how important it is and how important you feel it is deep in your heart, is directly correlated to how successful and how happy you're going to feel all of the time. Struggle is extremely important for a man. You should be looking to inject struggle into your life permanently. If you're injecting struggle and that struggle solving those problems lead to a positive place, once you become addicted to it, you're going to become a machine of monumental achievement. There are some very simple basic things you can do. Weight training, chess, having debates, trying your very best to take care of your mother, retire her. Make sure that you're people who you love are taken care of. You need goals and resistance and something to fight against to live well. Because the distance between pain and joy is what we experience. If you only have joy all of the time and no pain, you are not going to be happy. As a man, you need to have struggle in your life. And I want you guys to actually sit and think, what struggle are you going through daily? What struggle are you undertaking? What struggle are you trying to overcome? Because you should make a list of them. I can know for myself, every single day I wake up and I train physically, every single day I have to go through X amount of physical pain when my day begins. That is a struggle that must be completed. Then I must try and keep my massive empire online, see my children, take care of everybody. There's struggle involved. My life is difficult. Difficult lives are fulfilling because we used to have to hunt and fish and go out there and go through difficulty to survive. And I often see that when I speak to people who are too comfortable, they end up being unhappy.
Yeah.
You can't entertain yourself to happiness. You must earn happiness. You must climb a mountain. You must struggle yourself to happiness. That's extremely important. There must be physical, mental, social, creative, some kind of spiritual struggle. And those things being satisfied is what's going to satisfy you. People are afraid of accepting there's a problem because then they know they have a responsibility towards fixing it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do anything, one, because they're lazy, and two, because they're afraid they might lose. So they'd rather pretend there's no problem at all. And I think I often say to people in a lot of my videos about a lot of other subjects that it's not always the winning and the losing. It's the fighting in the first place. And there's plenty of men in history you remember who ended up losing in the end. Napoleon, for example, who still fought. Which is why they mattered. It's not, if you're only going to fight when you're guaranteed to win, then no bravery is required. And you have to fight so that you can look back on your life and feel happy that you tried to do something when you knew it was going on before it was too late. Forget about the winning and losing for now. Focus on the fight. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by men who kept fighting when there seemed to be no hope at all. I heard it during a boxing match, and I think it was between Evander Holyfield against some guy who's not nearly as well known. And Holyfield was losing, and then he starts swinging, hitting the guy. And the commentator said, suddenly the champion returns with initiative and vengeance. That's a good slogan for life. You should wake up, look in the mirror, and say, suddenly the champion returns with initiative and vengeance. That's a good way to start your day every single day.
Yeah, it is.
Initiative and vengeance to become the best possible version of yourself. Well, I think that initially, fighting is always the best thing you can ever do. Especially, it's the best way to spend your 20s because you heal superhumanly. You heal like Wolverine, and I can't think of a better use of that superhuman healing ability besides fighting. And it's going to teach you everything you need to know about personal accountability and hard work and overcoming fear and dedication and discipline. There's so many lessons to be found inside of fighting. And plus, it's the most respected sport on the planet. And I think that you'll learn more about yourself and more about life and more about the realities of how the world works if you're a fighter. So I think that's what's so fantastic about it. All of my wisdom and all the things I say doesn't come from books. It comes from life experience. And a lot of my life experience is the brutal realities of violence. So people say, oh, Andrew's so smart, Andrew's so wise, Andrew knows so many things. I've learned all of that simply through fighting. And if you're a warrior in life, the arena may change, but the battle never ends. It's just never ending. And you have to get used to fighting. You have to get used to being under pressure and under stress all the time. And being the kind of person who can perform and smile anyway. And I'm glad I spent my 20s training because I can't think of something else. Alternatively, you can go out there into the world, try and implement your mark on the world, work hard, try to get rich, more money, more problems. You can try and start a business, the stress of that. You can lose your girlfriend because all you're doing is working. This is a new level of stress, a new level of trauma, but at least you'll be a somebody at the end of it. As a man, there is no easy life. Your life is not about being easy. Your life is not about being happy. Your life is always going to be difficult. All of the pain you feel, all of the sadness you feel, you're supposed to feel as a man, and you have two effective binary choices. You either go through the suffering and go through the trauma and go through the hardship it takes to be a man of value, or you suffer eternity as a nobody. There's two ways to suffer. You either suffer becoming a somebody, or you suffer as a perpetual and forever nobody.
Life is hard. Life is difficult. Maybe I've just been unlucky, which I don't believe in, but I've had so much trauma and bad events and negativity and stress and all these things that have happened to me. And I've used all of it to be monumentally successful. If I wasn't that way inclined with the workload that God put on my shoulders, I'd just be in a ditch somewhere. Like, I don't understand how people are functioning. If you're not thinking like me and you're going through life with any other mindset, you've been extremely fortunate that God smiled on you and allowed you to sit around most of the time doing jack shit, and you have yet to be punished for that.
Yeah.
I could never have lived that life. If I was a bit lazy or a bit, you know, or I was a bit of a snake, or if I lied to people, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of these people are just absolutely and utterly blessed by God that they manage to go through life with such a non-competitive mindset and they're still breathing. Like, I don't understand how people can think any other way. Yeah. I've spoken to dudes and like, yeah, you know, I had a bad couple months. Why? Oh, my girl left me. You've wasted months?
But I really believe God's given me one of the best lives, and I can't complain about anything bad that's happened. It's all been fantastic. I'm truly thankful for all of it. I think if a couple bad things happen to you, you should be intelligent enough to realize that eventually you're going to get over it and you're going to learn an important lesson. It's going to change you in the correct direction, and Allah is the best of planners, and He knows what you need to learn. I think that as humans, especially as men, we only learn the hard way anyway. There's two ways to learn a lesson, the hard way and the hardest way. There's no easy way to learn a lesson. You have to learn the hard way. So God gives us lessons via difficulty. He thinks you need to learn this about yourself or this about other people. So I'm going to give you a difficult time so you can learn your lesson. Because if I told you, if I just said, hey, Andrew, this is how the world works, you go, yeah, yeah. But when I show you, when you feel it, my fight coach used to say, you have to feel it to believe it. That's why if he was teaching low kicks, he'd kick your leg off. Because you don't believe in the power of a low kick. You don't believe a low kick can be so devastating unless you felt it. You have to feel it to believe it. So God will give you a difficult time so you learn your lessons. And the lessons are very important for you to be the person who you need to be in this life. He's the best of planners. And I'm thankful for all the lessons He's given me. He's bestowed knowledge upon me. How could I not be grateful to God for making me so intelligent and wise and the ability to look into things so deeply and come up to the right decision and basically predict the future perfectly? You have to have difficulty happening to you all the time. So when you sit and say, I want an easy life, what you're saying is you're a dummy and you want to be a dummy. You want to stay a dummy. I want an easy life and I don't want anything bad to happen to me because even though it will teach me lessons, I'm too big of a, I can't handle the emotional pain. I can't handle the stress. I don't want to be a dummy. I want to be smart. If I want to be smart, then hurt me. I just know that I become a more formidable, more competitive version of myself after every single bad thing that's ever happened to me. It's one less thing to fear. It's one less thing to be worried about. I've done it before. All of the wisdom I have, all of this knowledge I speak, all of these things I say have been learned through basically difficulty of life, through professional fighting and being poor and all bad things happening to me and struggle. All of my lessons have been bad things, bad events, bad scenarios, bad situations, pain, suffering, anger, resentment. All of these horrible emotions are how I've learned everything. So I thank God for giving them to me. And anyone who wants an easy life wants to stay a dummy. What do you learn if you just get money, you buy a crypto coin, it blows up, you get some money, you go to some restaurants? What do you learn about anything?
You don't.
Completely. And then the thing that's so interesting is that the people who are choosing the safe option is actually choosing the most risky option. So you're not taking a safe option. You're taking a coward's way out, and it leads to exactly where a coward's way should lead. Cowards, in the end, do not get to enjoy the shade of the olive tree, because unless you've fought in the arena, unless you've been a gladiator, you never get the peace of mind and peace of heart, which is afforded from bravery. So if you choose the safe choices in life, thinking, oh, I'm going to take the safe route, you don't end up anywhere safe. The safe option doesn't work anymore. You need to take risks. You need to try and start your own business. You need to go all in on things. You need to go wild. You need to be a man who's not afraid to stand up and think, fuck it, it's all on my back and I'm going to find a way to pull this off. Because any other way, any other option in the world today only leads to a bad scenario. Yeah. The safest thing you can do are the riskiest things. That's the now scenario we're in. Every single gamble I've taken, which was seen as risky, all paid off for me because I dedicated myself completely.
And I think a lot of you at home right now, you may not be in our position, but if you're already working hard, you're already going to the gym, you're already training, you make sure that you're getting as much muscles as possible, as much money as possible, you're dedicated, you don't sleep in, you don't waste your time, you don't smoke weed, you don't play video games, you're focused on trying to become fantastic as a person, you can just ignore that girl. That girl who broke your heart or cheated on you, just ignore her. The most powerful move you can make is ignore her. Yeah, you could yell at her. Yeah, you could try and make her scared of you, blah, 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 right? That's not going to work. The powerful move is just to completely ignore her because you're on your ascent. She is likely on her descent. She likely has no intention of improving herself, no intention of becoming richer, no intention of becoming better looking. Time is against her. As she gets older, she's going to lose her looks. You're going to continue your ascent, and she's going to have to watch you for the rest of her life be the man that she could have been with that she's no longer good enough for. The best thing you can do is simply ignore her. That is the powerful move.
When someone emails me and says, this has happened to me, I'm like, good. No, what do you mean good? It's terrible. How else are you going to become important? How else are you going to find endless fire to get up and struggle in the face of the competition that's out here in the world? How else are you ever, you're going to do all that with a nice cushy life? If any man's honest with himself, think about the biggest transformative stages in your life. Think about the times you got the most work done. It was a bad part of your life. You were heartbroken, or, you know, you lost a house or broke or whatever. That's when you did shit. When everything was fine, the mortgage is paid, dinner's on time. It's kind of doop-de-doop-de-doo, little by little, do a little bit of work, do a little bit of relax. But the big events come from trauma. This is it. So it's a cheat code. It's a cheat code to climb the mountain. So when I get a message from whoever and he goes, my wife left me, I'm devastated. I say, I understand. I completely understand how hard it can be to lose a woman that you've given your entire life to. And you've been done so many nice things. And then because of one thing you did, her innate and absolutely insane level of ungratefulness has turned her bitter, and she now talks to you like she hates you over one thing you've done after thousands of efforts showing how dedicated you are to her. And even now that you're prepared to die for her, she doesn't give a shit about you. I understand that pain. But my answer is, good, it's still good. Now take all of that pain, and instead of emailing me, do this. And then you're gonna become the kind of person that women don't leave. Then you win.
Heartbreak is the most fantastic motivator on the planet. When a lot of men message me and say they're heartbroken, I think that is the most fantastic mindset to be in to achieve things. Because there is that degree of revenge, and there is that degree of vengeance, and that can only be achieved through being so successful, so monumentally important that she can't forgive you. And also, you cannot even sleep. You can't even concentrate. Like, your whole mind's a mess. That's a perfect time to train. I only mention heartbreak all the time because I know it's a path every single young man goes. There's up and down. There's rain and sunshine. You have to be that man who's going to go through it all. If you're a man who has a heartbroken, why did this happen? You have to know the why to prevent it from happening. You have to analyze the scenario and learn from it. When you look at your bad or your previous relationships with women that went wrong, you can sit there and go, okay, this all went wrong. What has she taught me? She taught me that I'm emotionally affectable. She taught me that if she ignores me, she gets more attention than if she's nice to me. You have to sit there and analyze all the lessons, and you have to implement them. It's the same with absolutely everything. As a man, you have to be accountable for absolutely everything. Every single thing that happens is your fault. You made her leave you. You did. Whether you like it or not, you are the reason she became so cold. You are the reason she doesn't listen anymore. You are the reason she's so arrogant all 100%. Of a sudden. You are. You may not have identified why yet, but if you identify why, then you get into your next relationship healed and understanding what you did wrong and learn from it. That's what you have to do. But most of these men don't want the self-accountability, and they want to blame the women. You have to blame yourself. I actually truly believe that women in their hearts, unless they're completely corrupted by society, women just want to love and be loved and feel safe. That's what they want. They want a man that they can look at and they truly know he makes the decisions, and I trust him to make the decisions, and I love him for that, and I respect him for that. That's what they truly want. When a woman starts turning on you, it's usually because she doesn't trust you for some reason. She doesn't trust your judgment. If she starts to doubt your judgment, how can she truly love you? You're the protector, you're the provider. If a woman's gone cold on you, you have to sit there and go, okay, she doesn't trust my judgment. What have I done that made her doubt me? It's not her fault, it's your fault. Every single time a woman leaves you as a man, it is your fault. Always. Even if a richer, more successful, more alpha man stole her from you, it's still your fault because you need to be like him. It's always 100% your fault.
First things first is that going through a breakup sucks. And every single man out here, no matter what they say, understands how bad it is to go through a breakup and understands what heartbreak's like. It's difficult. It's not easy. I'd actually like to argue that men feel more heartbroken than women. I think that's
facts.
I think it's true. And I think it's because one of the possessive element that we have, the idea of her being with someone else hurts more than the idea of you being with someone else to her. And secondly, because you have a lot less options than she has instantly. So I think that breakups are worse for men than they are for women. And I understand how difficult and hard they can be. However, the unfortunate reality is that chasing her and being dedicated to her and saying you're going to do whatever she wants, etc., is very unlikely to work. It's very unlikely to work. And you have to look at the scenario you're in, look at the chessboard, and make the best possible move. When you're heartbroken, when you're truly heartbroken, you can't even sleep, and your mind is constantly preoccupied. And instead of seeing that as a negative, what you need to do is use that as a source of unlimited power. You have to just take the energy inside of you. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted, whether it's heat into light, the momentum into friction, or whatever, however you want to put it, right? Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted from one form to another. And you have to look at that and understand that the sadness inside of you is energy. You can't destroy it, but you can convert it into something else which is constructive. And you're just going to have to suck it up, buttercup, and get over it. And there's no other way to do it. And obviously having an abundance of women makes that easier. But I wouldn't even put it that way. I'd say if you were with a woman and you lost her and you're now lonely and she's going to be moving on and you're absolutely not heartbroken and you're destroyed inside, I understand how difficult that is. But now you have genuine sadness inside of you, which is unlimited motivation for you to become a beast, become an animal. And by the time you're finished becoming an animal, you won't care anymore. So if you really want to cure yourself, you need to say, I'm going to get a six pack and I'm going to get bigger arms. And by the time my arms are this size and I have a six pack, you'll realize you don't give a shit about her anymore. That's just the way the world works.
Let's say your wife breaks your heart. If you're not going to work, you can't sleep anymore. You're upset. She's running around with a new dude. You see her Instagram story. She's got some new guy. You're furious and you're angry and you're jealous and you're bitter. You have all of this inside of you. But you're not going to go to the gym and work hard and become so fantastically in shape and so rich and so powerful that no girl ever leaves you again. You're not going to do that.
No.
What are you going to do with it? Text her? Try and explain to her? She doesn't care. Like, you can write the most perfect English. You can write the most beautiful words ever constructed. Forget Shakespeare. You can do, it doesn't matter. She doesn't care. She just doesn't care. She's distracted.
She forgot about you.
She forgot about you. So what are you going to do with all of that inside of you if it's not positive? Well, it's going to consume you and you're going to end up self-destructive, or you're going to embarrass yourself, or you can take all of that and put yourself in a position where it never happens to you again.
Yeah.
Those are the choices. So what's the most intelligent choice to make?
Yeah.
You know? The cowardice is they are afraid to lose her. Trump says it in his book, The Art of the Deal. If you're not prepared to walk away from the table, you cannot negotiate. And that is absolutely true in a relationship. If you are not prepared to get rid of her, then what are you negotiating? If you're not prepared to say, sorry, that's the red line, goodbye, then you don't have a negotiating position.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have one, because you'll just say, no, forever. It'll just stay forever. There has to be a line you will not allow to be crossed. There has to be, right? And so many men are so scared of losing the girl, but if men message me all the time, I need my girl to listen to me, but I don't want to split up with her.
You already lost.
I was like, bro, if you're telling me there's no scenario in which you will leave her, I can't help you. Because I have people message me all the time, and they go, oh, yeah, but it's easy for you, you don't care. I say, no, incorrect. I will tell you right now on this podcast, I have walked away from women I loved with all my heart, and women I missed for months, but I never told them, and I never text them. I was a man about it. Being a man about things is not feeling things. It's being a man about it. Be a man about it. If she's not going to be the woman you need her to be, she has to go.
It's actually very interesting, the masculine experience, because I like to believe that most men on the planet have lived a semi-similar timeline. All of us as men experience a very similar human paradigm, and that is that most men are born and you're not important, and then you go to school and you fall in love with some girl in school, and then you realize that all the 19-year-olds you want when you're 19 are with older dudes because they have cars or whatever, and you go through this experience of getting your heart broken and losing your girlfriend, etc., and or except they're gonna have their heart broken forever. But some men decide to become so big and important and strong and irreplaceable that they never have to suffer heartbreak again. You know why God made your girl leave you? Because he wanted to show you that you ain't shit. He wanted to show you that you are human and you're fallible and that you're very irreplaceable. So he decided to make you fall in love with a girl, and he decided to make her leave you. Now it is your job to look at the board, understand what's happened, say, I understand, God, I deserve that. I'm glad she left me and I'm sad, and do something about it. Because if you refuse, if you ignore God's message, next time you fall in love, guess what he's going to do? He's going to make her leave you. Every single man out here, if you're upset that your girl's leaving you, God is reminding you that you aren't worth shit. You need to get up and work so hard that even in the eyes of God, he is proud of you. God loves his creations, which show him their true potential and beauty. By getting up and trying your absolute best and becoming a man of moral standing, he will reward you and bless you. So God just broke your heart on purpose to show you that the way you're living your life and the man you are simply are not good enough. What have you changed since? Nothing. You think God's going to forgive you for no reason? You think God's going to go, it's fine. He hasn't learned his lesson. He hasn't changed. He isn't even trying very hard. He's not up early in the gym. He ain't doing nothing. It's fine. Let's just let him fall in love. No, sir. This is going to repeat endlessly. It's a cycle that will not change until you take the message from God and become the man you're supposed to be. You deserve what's happened to you. You deserve how you feel. All of it, right? What did we talk earlier about how trauma can mold you? How trauma can be a fantastic thing. Heartbreak, sadness, these are all fantastic motivators. I'm telling you why they're a fantastic motivator. You go to a guy who's heartbroken, he has all the motivation in the world to send 300 text messages. He has the motivation. He's putting it in the wrong
place.
That's 300 cold emails you could be sending to someone to pitch a business.
That's a lot of money you could have made. Life's going to hurt you, and how you use that pain is completely and utterly up to you. You can use that pain to galvanize yourself as a man and become a better man than you've ever been. I'm not saying that I'm only successful because of some chick. I'm saying that every single time that I was heartbroken, I never wasted a second. I was never wallowed.
You are feeling the same pain that many men have felt. Every man out there has had his heart broken and understands how difficult it is as a man. But the difference is, as a man, you must build yourself into a man of credibility, which means to build yourself into a man of standing, we all start in a very, fairly similar position. I became me through tedious, arduous, difficult, never-ending work. You are wasting your time.
You don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You don't need parties or festivals. You don't need fun. Fun is the vector from which Satan operates. Every time you look at something which is fun, it's all just hedonistic. There's no money to be made. You don't retire your mother. You don't help the world. You don't give to charity. You don't become stronger. You don't become wiser. You don't learn anything. Next time you think of what is fun, and someone goes, guys, come, it'll be fun. Sit there, go, wait. Will it? Life's not about fun as a man. Life is about doing the right thing because it must be done. You do not need fun until you've already reached the highest possible echelon. So this whole idea that you need fun in your life, you don't. What you need is purpose. You need discipline. You need hard work. You need things to do which are going to benefit you and the others around you. You need duty. You need obligations. And you need performance metrics. You need people around you who are going to hold you accountable. You don't need to be waking up thinking about fun. You're nobodies. You're not important. Nobody knows who you are. You're not physically strong. You're not financially wealthy. You have bigger concerns. You're obsessed with this idea of fun. Hey, what are we going to do this weekend? We need to have some fun. Do you? Do you need fun? Do you deserve it? Really? Have you actually gone out there in the universe and made a mark large enough that you're allowed some time off to have some fun? You don't deserve any fun. You don't need any fun. You have work to do. Your obsession with fun is holding you back. These things you think are fun aren't fun. For a man, your contentment will come from your purpose, and it will come from your competence, and it will come from succeeding objectives. It will come from completing difficult things that other people cannot complete. It will never come from the easily accessible hedonism, which you have confused for fun. If everybody can do it, you shouldn't want to do it. If everybody can go to that concert, you shouldn't want to go. If everybody can go to that club, you shouldn't want to go. You should only want to do things others can't do. The only fun I have is doing things I know you're not allowed to do. Putting my Bugatti on an A380 and flying it around the world to a racetrack, which I've rented out for only me and only my friends to race around cars. You can't do that. I can. That is fun. But if you say to me, Andrew, come to this party, and I say, well, who's there? Everyone. Oh, everyone's there. Does that mean I need to go, right? It's the event of the century. Ooh, everyone's there. If everyone's there, it's trash. So you need to sit there and go, all right, I'm being asked to do something fun. Who else can do this? And if the answer is everybody, stop. I clear my emails. I've trained hard that day. I've made a couple $1 million. I've specced a brand new car. I've checked on all the people I love, all the people I care about. I've donated some money to charity. My children are fed. Their mothers are taken care of. Everything is in order. Everything is in its proper place. That is fun. If you say to me, Andrew, skip a portion of that, skip a portion of that organization and professionalism so that we can go and do something that everyone else can do, my answer will be no. That does not sound fun to me. And the fact that you think that's fun shows that you have a severe mental deficiency. Okay. Stay away from it. You're only going to find actual fun through purpose, and you're only going to find purpose through exceptionalism. So you need to become the best possible version of yourself in all realms. That's extremely important. The reason you are so unhappy is because you were trying to have fun. You're unhappy because you're trying to have fun instead of trying to become important. They are very different things, and you're never going to feel satisfied in your heart unless you become important.
When you're living that type of life and you end up searching for meaning, you end up down the path of hedonism, because the meaning is, I want to have as much fun as possible. But fun in and of itself, I was talking to another girl, and I was saying to her that fun, she was saying to me, you know what, Andrew, all you do is work. You never really have fun. And I said, fun is haram. She goes, is fun really haram? I'm like, no, it's not. But please understand what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to say is, when you look at what most people do for fun, it's haram. Look, when fun is clubs, drinking, running around, laughing like a kid, all this, all the bad things in life, the negative haramities, can be attained through this obsession with fun. If you find a man who's obsessed with work, I have things I need to do, and I feel satisfied inside when I do them. I have duty, and I have work, and I have obligations to fill and objectives to meet. I feel happy when they are done. That is my fun. My fun is clearing my emails, making $2 million in the day, buying another investment property I don't need, going to bed, training hard, eating right. That's my fun. Call me boring, That's what I enjoy. When you were talking about that lifestyle and what you end up searching for in that hedonism, you just end up searching for excesses, right? To have more fun, you want to get more drunk, go to more clubs, and it's just a black hole and it never ends and you end up destroying yourself. Yep. We need discipline. We need purpose. We need to have parameters set for us. And truthfully, as a person, you're happier that way. Being exceptionally regimented is fun. I truly enjoy it. I enjoy it just as much as I enjoyed being, I mean, because what would happen before is I'd do all my work and I'd train hard and I was always an effective person. I was still 1,000 times more effective than the average man. And then I would take 6 or 7 hours and drink and smoke and have fun and enjoy all my, the fruits of my labor. I became extremely rich. Why not get on a private jet and have fun? But now, instead of spending those 6 hours having fun, I spend those 6 hours continuing to work. And I enjoy it just as much. So now I'm sitting there going, well, I enjoy it just as much, and I'm not damaging my health. I enjoy it just as much, and I'm making more money. So it really, truly ruins my day when a beautiful girl's like, can I see you? It's like, oh, I've got things, I've got work to do. I'm regimented. I have to sit here and type. I don't want to talk to you and have fun and party. I don't want to do any of that. I want to do emails. You don't get it. I know to you it makes no sense, but you already have all this money. Why do you want to do emails? Because that's my fun now, regimen.
Is happiness the purpose of life?
No, absolutely not, really not. The purpose of life is to be competent and successful. If you try and base your life and your mentality purely around how happy you are, you'll end up hedonistic and destroyed.
I think that as a man, your happiness comes from feeling respected over feeling loved. And the reason perhaps you're happy now is because you have more respect for yourself because of the decisions you're making.
Amen.
And you have self-respect.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of men, even if they have self-respect, if nobody else respects them, they're struggling.
I have no interest in being happy. I wake up and say, how can I be proud of myself? What can I achieve that makes me proud of myself? How can I do things that make other people respect me and are proud of me? How do I have a day which I complete when I come home? The woman who's in my house says, wow, there's no man like you. How do I live a life so my children look at me and go, dad's a superhero? How do I make my mother call me and say, I couldn't possibly be more proud of you? I have duties to complete. I have to live the exact same life regardless of how I feel. So for me, happiness is not a good indicator on how life should be lived.
But happiness to me is a super interesting concept because when people come to me and say, I'm not happy, I say, why should you be happy? They're like, what do you mean? I was like, who told you you should be happy all the time without working for it? Happiness is at the top of a mountain somewhere. You ain't been anywhere. You haven't even climbed it.
Nobody cares about men being happy. We talk about women being happy. We want children to be happy. If you look at a full-grown man on Christmas morning, he's smiling because his wife is smiling. He's smiling because his children are smiling. Nobody even buys him anything. What do they buy the dad? Socks? Nobody cares about men being happy. So why do you as a man care about you being happy? That's how you're going to fall into these traps. I'm a very content person. I live a fantastic life. I'm not miserable or depressed. I'm not sad ever. But I don't wake up and go, I want to be happy today. No, sir. I wake up and say, okay, things must be done. And those things will be completed regardless of how I feel. Regardless of how I feel. Happy or sad, the push-ups must be done. It's called duty. It's called honor. It's called pride. So I'm asking you why you don't have them. You could be a genuine force for good in the world. And you know what's funny? The funniest thing, the most ironic thing about all of this is that if you don't prioritize happiness and you prioritize feeling proud of yourself, you end up happy by extension. I'm happy because I'm proud of myself because I have a fantastic life and mansions and supercars and money, most famous man in the world, thousands of love letters a week from beautiful women. Of course I'm happy, but I didn't ever choose to try and be happy. If I would have chosen to try and be happy, I would have never ended up happy.
Happiness is the number one thing that must be earned. And I'll tell you that my happiness is based on very real world achievements. I couldn't be happy if I was broke. I couldn't be happy if I was obese. I couldn't be happy if I was lonely. I couldn't be happy if I wasn't respected. I couldn't be happy if I couldn't whoop a dude's ass. I couldn't be happy in those scenarios. So I made sure none of them scenarios came true. I have earned my happiness via hard work. It's the top of a mountain which I have climbed. I deserve it. I deserve to go to sleep with a smile on my face. That's what I deserve. And every single guy who hasn't got it probably doesn't deserve it. The universe is very giving and very fair. People seem to think that the world is unfair, and those are all the same people who tell themselves they're unlucky. I actually believe the opposite. I believe the universe is a very giving place. I believe God is a very giving being, and that thing, the world all in all generally balances out and is pretty fair. If you're the kind of person who deserves a good life and works their ass off and genuinely wants it and tries very hard, guess what you get 99% of the time? A good life. And if you're the kind of person who doesn't really deserve it, slacks 3 days a week, a little bit lazy, snakes his friends, talks behind people back, blah, 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 guess what?
Your life ain't all that good. The universe is pretty fair and pretty balanced. I've yet to meet somebody who gets up every day, does what they're supposed to do, works hard, goes to the gym, then goes to work, does their best, makes their money, looks after it, is sensible, doesn't blow it, et cetera, who then fails. I've never met anybody who fails when they do all the right things. Mm. The universe is a very fair and giving place all in all. There are very few exceptions to that. So when I see somebody who doesn't have the success they want, especially when I see, let's say, a group of people who don't have the success they want, there's no way you're all exceptions to that rule. You may want something, but you certainly don't deserve it. And that's why you don't have it.
I refuse to accept that there are people out there who cannot become happy, contented individuals. I refuse to accept we live in a world where God has created people who, no matter how hard they work and how good their life becomes, can't be happy. I don't accept that. I accept that the universe is a very giving place and that God loves all of us. And if you try your best and you work hard, you can become a better person.
Please understand. You can be happy in the middle of the struggle, in the middle of the stress, in the middle of the war. Let's explain happiness and how happiness works. I believe happiness is derived from combat, from fighting. Not just fighting professionally, but I believe that if you're thankful for something, you will fight to keep it. If it's your six pack, you'll do training to keep it. If it's your girlfriend, you'll try and keep her happy. Fighting to maintain and retain or gain and obtain shows genuine appreciation. When you're happy for something, you fight for something. So I believe fighting is happiness. And when you're fighting, you're happy. So let's make a list of all the things required for a man to be happy in the world today. One, a battle. So the first thing a man needs is a battle. You're not happy without struggle. Well, the worst experience a man can possibly have is to be born with everything and not have to work for anything, because there's no light without dark. Being rich is only fun if you could talk about the times you were poor. You can either fight back or give up. But I don't understand most people. Imagine giving up. Imagine it even being an option on the table. How could you not fight? I am thankful to God for giving me this battle. There is nothing I'm more thankful for than God himself. Because I know men like us don't give up. Which means what happens is you end up addicted to the struggle because you want the positivity from it. You want the dopamine. And if you're addicted to the struggle and you have any semblance of capability, you then become one of the most important and formidable forces on the face of the planet, because all you do is fight. I don't have any fun. Fun isn't fun. Festivals aren't fun. Clubs aren't fun. Parties aren't fun. The only thing that's fun is winning all of the time, which means I work all of the time. People say to me, Andrew, you have so much money. Why all you do is work? Because I want to. Because I have to win. We are designed. We have evolved. We're biologically wired to want to win as men. Guys, if you're ever feeling sad, do these things. You'll be happy. I promise. Fun is not as fun as struggle. Fun is not as fun as feeling brave. Fun is not as fun as having a vision and making it come true. Fun is not as fun
as victory.
Nothing's as fun as victory. There's only two forces in the world. Forget what Newton said. There are two forces in the world. Stress and relaxation. You have positive orgones and negative orgones. There is a version of you in the world which is important, which is respected, which is rich, which is capable, which is charismatic and funny and interesting. You're not him yet, but you need to make a plan to become that person. That person exists. You have to make it come true. I don't believe in faking it before you make it. There is nothing fake about belief. You have to wait for the rest of the world to catch up with what you already know. You have to see through time, act accordingly, and prepare to told you so that eternally upsets doubters. I'm saying you must believe all of the things you want to have are going to happen. You must see through time with a plan in place so you can see it all come true to be the man you want to be. It is impossible, and I have never in my life seen a man who eats right, goes to the gym every day, and trains hard not have a good body. The universe is extremely giving. It will give you anything you want. He imagined himself with a good body. He made a plan to get one. He followed the plan and he got it. I've never seen somebody who works hard, who's in the right networks, who's paying attention, who is not rich. I've never seen somebody who dedicates himself to the gym and eats right, who is not in fantastic physical condition. It's impossible. You can have anything you want. All you have to do is make a plan and see it. So there's no such thing as faking it before you make it. No, you see it and you make it come true. You make everybody else accept your version of reality. You see a version of yourself inside of your mind, and when other people do not see it, when they look at you, you bend space-time and change your outward projection, your avatar, so others view you exactly the way you see yourself. It is called belief. You must have a vision for who you could be. The power of belief is real. Words and thoughts have power. Use them. They are tools and weapons to aid your ascension to greatness. Let me give you a thought experiment, all the people at home. I had a very old video before I said, I'm a sayer. I'm a sayer. If I say something, it comes true, which means I don't need the motivation to do difficult things. I just need to find the energy to say things. But then I have a bond to myself because my word is my bond and my contract is golden where I do them. So if I say I'll do 1,000 push-ups, I'll do 1,000 push-ups. So when I'm sitting there feeling lazy, thinking I don't want to do 1,000 push-ups, I think, well, if I just say it, then I have to do it. And I always have the energy to say something, so then I do it. So that's why I always train. But please understand that losing hope is fatal. Hope is a requirement for success. My whole life was built on hope. You do not become a four-time world champion without it. You cannot put yourself through the training required, through the sacrifices and pain, unless you believe and hope that you're going to win, that it's going to pay off in the end. You must believe in yourself. You must believe. You can achieve your dreams, but you need to regain your hope. I am here to show you it is possible. Was I telling the truth? I never lost hope. I knew. Hope and vision are slightly different. Vision, you can see where you want to end up, but hope is the belief that for sure the vision will come true. First, you want to become as strong as physically possible. So you want to be as strong as physically possible. Next, you want to try and make as much money as possible. Not even necessarily for the money, although money is extremely important because it allows you to take care of yourself. We talked about this before, but there's a challenge involved, and solving that challenge is going to make you feel more satisfied as a human. Happiness comes from success, and making money is success. You should try and make people around you smile and be happy. You should try and encourage positivity around you. You should be the kind of person that no one can really complain about their struggles around, because they know that you're the person who's going to be like, why are you complaining when you could just simply fix it? Especially successful people. Successful people are uninterested in stealing because we'd rather everybody win and keep the friendship and keep the network and keep the positive orgones and keep the good karma than make a little bit extra money. So it's amazing what you see in the world. And if you become a person who is happy and successful and can take care of himself and adopt struggles, you're going to start finding those other people who do the same thing, and then you're going to build a network and become fantastic. If you lack somewhere, excel somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Counter your weaknesses by honing other capabilities. If you're ugly, become filthy rich. If you're poor, be as strong as an ox. Life is unfair. The primary focus of your energies is to balance the books.
And there's two different ways you could interpret that. You can obviously increase the attributes that you are lacking. If you have the ability to train, because a lot of people don't. Some people are born without arms and legs, but you, with two arms and two legs, are sitting at home jerking off the hub, flabby and fat. If you have the ability to train, you should be doing it. But also, you know, there are some things that some people are just better at, and you can counteract that problem by teaming up with people who compensate for your weaknesses. People who are strong in areas where you are weak, and you team up with people where you are strong in areas where they are weak.
So if you have a disadvantage, you also have somewhere God has given you a distinct advantage over others, and it is your duty to excel in that realm. It is your duty to become so monumentally influential and powerful within that specific criteria in which you have the capability to be brilliant, that your weaknesses no longer appear, because they can be simply overshadowed by your network or overshadowed by your absolute competence.
The reason I'm the luckiest man on earth is because God has given me endless building blocks to build a superhero. He's given me endless power. He's given me endless motivation. What do we say?
Yeah.
Give me endless. I have endless sources of power. I can sit here right now and recall events that will prevent me from sleeping for 2 to 3 days. That gives me a superpower that other men do not have. They want to go to sleep. They're tired. I can stop being tired for days at a time. I can just have a thought. I can remember. I can sit, close my eyes, and use the power of my brain to vividly remember events, and I will not sleep for days. And when people come to me and say, oh, this happened, I'm really sad, or my heart broke, or this bad thing happened to me, I say, good, good. Thank the Lord that he's given you this endless source of motivation. You're wasting it. That's your problem. But it's been given to you. Nitrous oxide has been given to you. You just have to use it in the correct way. So I'm the luckiest man in the world, because
All the bad things that happened to me have given me all the building blocks to become the most fantastic man on the face of the planet.
I think everybody on the planet has something to prove. If you walk through life and feel like you have nothing to prove, then you're a loser. If you wake up each day and go, I don't owe anybody anything, I don't have to prove anything to anybody, then you are a loser because you are absolutely not being correct. You must prove yourself to other people. You must prove yourself to your bloodline, as we just discussed. You must prove yourself to God. God hates the lazy. He can't stand them. If he gives you all these genetic dispositions and these natural God-given gifts, if you have two arms and two legs and you can think, and you're not trying your absolute best, that's the reason you're not lucky. He doesn't like you. He likes the people which show him the beauty of his own creation. He likes to give somebody building blocks and them to build something amazing. It's the best thing about being a man. You get to build who you are, right? You can decide if you want to be a funny comedian or a musician or a kickboxing world champion or fight the Matrix. You can decide whatever you want to be. God loves to see that. Those people, for some reason, seem to be enormously lucky, right? The person who goes, I don't have to prove anything to God. I don't owe all of my ancestors any effort. You know, for 5,000 years, people were dodging saber-toothed tigers and catching the plague and running from Genghis Khan. I don't owe them anything. I don't owe them a thing because I want to play video games. These people are losers. I wake up every day with something to prove. I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm in fantastic shape, 4 times world champion. I will have to be braver. I must try harder. All I do is prove myself. So when I hear people go, I don't have nothing to prove, then you're a loser. Peasants have never felt like they needed to prove anything, but kings felt like they needed to go and conquer land. Isn't that coincidental that the king who already had it all felt like he needed to go to some far-flung land and conquer it and take it and prove he's the king? But the peasants, oh, I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You're a loser then. You're a dummy. I absolutely and utterly completely have everything to prove to everybody all of the time. That's who I am. I will prove anything to anybody. If I sit and say X, I will prove it.
If you never make a mark on the world, then you effectively never existed. And when you're gone, nobody will care. And that's very important because you have a duty to your ancestors and you have a duty to God. So you must make a choice. And this is genuine choice for you people at home. Do you want to live in obscurity forever and be invisible and not matter and have an easier life? I would argue that it's not easier because in your heart and in your soul, you're going to feel guilty knowing you could have been something you're not. Or do you want to try your absolute best and struggle and suffer every day of your life, paying the rent for all of the amazing things around you? We pay endless rent. We pay rent for our bodies. We pay rent for our relationships. We pay rent to keep our kids. We pay rent to keep our business. We pay rent to keep our freedom. Every single day is work to pay the rent. It's absolutely never ending. And you have to make that choice. So if you have a pen and paper in front of you, you need to decide, do you want to be invisible with a lower rent bill, or do you want to be important and work hard and suffer to make sure that the rent is paid? It's a choice you must make, and it's binary, and you must be extremely dedicated towards the decision you finally make.
Another thing that's going to give you a lot of motivation and power as a man is helping other people. It's inside of the masculine imperative to provide and to protect. If I love a woman, I want to protect her. I want to give her things and I want to make sure she is safe. This is how I feel naturally. It's my natural inclination. Another thing you should be doing is trying your very best to help people, to give to other people. You have enough money to give some away. You have enough time to take 10 minutes out of your day and help somebody who is worthy. Don't be used by users and losers. A lot of people go through life with a very average attitude and they wait for their one big break. But you have to build your big break. And you're going to do that with 1,000 tiny victories. By constructing the correct mindset, you can be in the exact same scenario you're currently in, living the exact same life with a different mental model in which you view the world, and you will not only feel more powerful, you will be more powerful, you'll achieve more amazing things, you will be greater, you will be happier with the same car, the same woman, the same house, the same income, the same everything, but your mind changes the lens in which you view the world. Lenses change things, rose-tinted glasses, perhaps dark glasses. You can put glasses on, change the lens, and you can view the world differently by changing how your mind is constructed and put together and the way you view the world. That is the point of mental Aikido.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.